Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, where Monday through Friday you've got a daily Bible reading, currently in the book of Acts, and taking up Paul's letters where they fit in context in Acts. You've got your daily Lenten devotion for today, Saturday, April 13th, 2019, looking at Romans chapter 6, verse 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Romans 6, verse 18. Paul Chester Jerome Brickhill was an Australian pilot who flew for the Royal Australian Air Force during World War II. In 1943, Brickhill was shot down over Tunisia and became a prisoner of war at a German POW camp called Stalag Luft III. Brickhill was also a writer. His first post-war book was published in 1950, entitled The Great Escape. The book was Brickhill's own first-hand account about the escape of 76 POWs from Stalag Luft III. Brickhill's book was made into a motion picture in 1963 and features an all-star cast. The movie is almost 3 hours long, featuring many of the details which only a first-hand observer could recount. Through it all, the viewer cheers as the POWs work and scheme and plan and dig their way to freedom. The true tale of escape and freedom catches one's imagination the way few other things can. But that's not the picture Paul sets before us today. Our liberation from sin and death is not something that we accomplished on our own. We did not even assist the Lord in setting us free. Our only involvement in our own salvation and rebirth was as the object of God's love and mercy, which he lavished on us in Christ. That is to say, we were like the rock at the bottom of the stream, which Jesus picked up and cleaned and polished. But worse. You see, rocks just sit there. If this picture were realistic, we were rocks who rooted and dug, fought against Christ's redemptive grasp with every ounce of our being, screaming and wailing, even as the water of baptism dripped onto our heads. The pastor says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And the church sings, "You have been set free from sin. Say goodbye to that horrible master. You have a new Lord, a good and righteous Savior. Set free, grafted to the vine, brought into the freedom of the family of God." Freedom. We pray. Lord, 'tis not that I did choose you, but you removed the sin that stained me, cleansing me to be your own. Grant that I live joyfully and freely in your service. Amen. We have worship tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road. If you are unable to make it, tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Mommy. God bless your day.